Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Dalad. We are up to Siv Dalad, the last line on page 310. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Kashin shel shibolim shekoshim bishnayim o bishlosha mikomos. You have straw from ears of grain that are tied together in two or three places. Mutter lahatiron, you're allowed to untie them. Kedei she'tochel mehen habehema, in order that the animal could eat from them. The Rama says v'yesh omrim lo shori lahatir rak b'kesher she'eno shel kayama. Some say it's only mutter to untie the straw if it is tied up with a non-permanent knot. The Mechaber continues and says that although you could untie the bundle to feed it to your animals, aval aser l'shafshef b'hem b'yadayim kederach she'osim ba'achloi behema, kedei she'unochem la'achlam. But you're not allowed to rub the straw with your hands the way they normally do it to make it softer for the animals and more pleasant to eat. To make something into food for animals, like to untie the straw to make it possible for the animals to eat, that is permissible. But something that's already fit for achila, like the straw after it's untied, to go ahead and do a tircha in that ochel to make it better, so that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So although you could untie the straw, the Rama says when it's a kesher she'ena shel kayama, but you can't rub the straw to make it more gishmak for the animals. Says the Mishavura in Sevkatan Yudbeis, V'yesh Omrim, the Mishavura is going on the Rama that says that there are those who hold that it's only mutter to untie it if it's a kesher she'ena shel kayama. Kosa b'tosef ha'shabbos v'chein b'sefer beis meir d'ku yama svir lu hachi. The tosef ha'shabbos and the beis meir say that really what the Rama is pointing out is really according to everyone. U'mipnei shelo motza din zem b'furash rak v'malkom echad, but because the Rama only found it mentioned in one place, kosa v'yesh misha omer. So he writes, there is one who says, but really, it's not argued on by anyone. That is what the Tosef HaShabbos and the Beis Meir say. However, V'ayim b'chadushir v'kiv eger b'shem maharikash d'daito d'harabam cholik azeh. Rekiv eger brings down the maharikash, whose opinion is that the Rambam actually argues on this opinion. U'mikomokom ledina in lahokel. However, halacha l'maisa, one should not be lenient like that opinion. The Das Rashi v'Haramach Gamkein Diyesh Kosher Umater Af Ba'Ochle Behema. The opinion of Rashi and the Ramach is that there is an Isra of Kosher Umater even by animal food. Ukumoshe Kasatu Leil B'Simin Shin Yudayin Sevhei V'Bir Alocha U'Bechay Odom Kosov the Gamha Rambam Moda the Bekash V'Teven Yesh Kosher Umater. The Chay Odom writes that even the Rambam is Moda that when it comes to straw and stubble there is an Isra of Kosher Umater. And therefore, although it is a discussion whether this Rama is really Lekuli Alma or the Rambam argues, but either way the Mishavura comes out that certainly one should be Machmir and not allow the tying unless it is a Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama. Says the Mishavura Vaitis of Katan Yagimul, La'asoso Ochel, so we said in the Mechaber, but to make something that is not food into food, that is mutter to do. And the reason is, Sakta Meshabura, Mishum Tzar Debehema, is because of Tzar Bali Chaim, you want to be able to feed your animals. So what comes out from Siv Dalet, and this is going to carry us through the next few Sifim, what comes out from Siv Dalet is that to make something that's not food into food, to prevent Tzar to the Behema, so that is permissible on Shabbos, but something that's already food, the animal could eat it as is, just to make it a little more pleasant for the animal, so that is not allowed, because that is considered Tircha Ba'ochla, and that's not allowed. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hay, Eitzim Shektzotzen Min Ha'ilon, wood that was cut off from a tree, v'yesh ma'achilim osam lebehema ba'odam lachim, and there are those that feed this wood to their animals while it's still moist, matirin u'mefasfasin bohem la'achilim. So you can untie them and you can rub them. The Rama says mefasfasin is lashon shivshuv, it's lashon of rubbing. So you can untie them and you can rub them to feed them to your animals. She'enam ru'uyam below shivshuv, because these woods are harder and they are not able to be eaten unless they are rubbed. So as opposed to what we saw in Siv Dalet when it comes to the straw, which is edible without the rubbing, so then the rubbing is forbidden. But over here when it comes to wood, so it's not edible unless you untie it and you rub it, and therefore both will be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yudalet she'enam ru'uyam, v'havei b'chlal shivui ochlo d'mutter. In this case, the rubbing of the wood is considered the making it into food, which is permissible. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Avav, Mechatchin Deluim Lifnei Behema. You can cut up a pumpkin in front of an animal, But this is only assuming that it was detached from the ground from yesterday. So once it was detached from before Shabbos, you can't cut up a pumpkin in front of an animal on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Tezvav. Again, like the same theme that we're discussing, that which you can cut up the pumpkin in front of the animal is specifically if the pumpkin is hard and it's not fit for eating without cutting it up. But if it's a pumpkin that somehow is soft, then cutting it up is considered a tirch in food, which is already edible anyway, and that is usr. And even when it's hard and we said you're allowed to cut it up, don't cut it up into very small pieces, because then you're getting involved in another isser of grinding. Like we saw earlier, lagavi cutting vegetables to very small pieces. Look over there where we said the Isra of Teichin is only Shayach, you plan on feeding it to the animals at a later date, a later time. But that which you have in mind to feed the pumpkin or the vegetables, or similar things, you plan on placing all the food in front of the animal or birds at one time, so it's for right now. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that won't be Tochin. Tochin is only if you're doing it for a later time. If you're doing it for right now, it is permissible. So the Shaar HaTzion points out in Yud Daled, V'heicha da'asrinan ezadava mishum mitra ba'ochla, and in any case that we aser because it's a tircha and ochla that's not necessary, aser af im daito lahachil la'alter. That's aser even if you plan on feeding it right away. So the Shaar HaTzion is pointing out that although for Tochin, we have this heter that if you're going to feed it right away, it's more lenient, but when it comes to mitroch ba'ochla, so then even if it's to feed it right away, that would not be permissible. And if you look at note number 7, he points out that even within tochin, it's really not so pashit. Hu beheter zeh shel chitoch hamachal dakdak amanas la'ochla miyad. This heter that we're saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah, that to cut it to small pieces to eat it right away is mutter. So kasav leil, we learned earlier, sheish mefafikim bo, some take issue with this. Vishigama beis Yosef kasav, and even the beis Yosef writes, sha'af samuch la'achilo yesh lehizar lachto chatichos gedolos ktas. Even the beis Yosef writes that even if it's close to the eating, one should be careful to cut pieces that are a little bit big. Mikom bokom en limchos biadan ohogim lachto chatichos dako samuch la'achilo. However, in the end of the day, you should not protest against those who are annoyed to cut it to very small pieces right before the achila. Mishum sheyesh lehem al milismo, because they have what to rely on. But we're just pointing out over here that it's very not pashit, that the tochin does not apply if it is samach la'achila. There are shitas that say yes, some shitas say no, so one should not protest against them, but it's not really so pashit to rely on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Baitis HaKadosh Zayin. Again, we said we can only get into the discussion of cutting up the pumpkin if it was detached from the ground from before Shabbos. The ilu nitlashu hayom, because if it was detached today on Shabbos, aser afilu l'taltlon, and then it's aser even to move it. Lokuliam, according to everyone, mishum muktzah, because it's obviously muktzah if it was attached to the ground when Shabbos came in. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, mechatchin nevelu lufnei haklovim afilu nisnabla hayom. One can cut up a nevela to feed it to his dogs. Even if it became in the veil, the animal died today. Bein shahoysa mesukenes, whether it was deathly ill when Shabbos came in, or bein shahoysa bria, whether it was totally healthy when Shabbos came in. If the animal dies on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut it up in front of your dogs. Fahani mili bin the veil hakosha. Once again, this is only true by in the veil that's hard. She'yev sher lehem lo'ochlov lo chaticha, where the animal is not able to eat it unless you cut it up. That's when it's mutter to cut it up. Avalim hoysa ru'uya lehem lo chaticha lo, but if it's fit for the animals without cutting it up, then you're not allowed to cut it up. The mitrach b'mesh she'roi lo tarchinim. Because once again, you're not allowed to be tareach for something that is fit without the tircha, and therefore, only if it's hard, it's permissible. If it's soft, it's not permissible. The Ramah ends the seven rites, v'ayin la'el. Simon Shinchav Aleph in Mutter Lechatcho Dak Dak Lefnei Ha'ofos. Look over there where we discussed about cutting it up into very small pieces, this raw meat in front of birds. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bein Shayis Abriya. The Mechaber said you can cut up an avela in front of the dogs, even if the animal died today, whether it was in a state of sakana before Shabbos or is healthy before Shabbos. So it says the Mishabura, Besefer Ali Rabba, Mistapik Bebriya. The Ali Rabba has a suffix whether this is true, if the animal was healthy before Shabbos. To Lohoisa Daito Klami Bodyom Shatamus, you did not have it in your mind at all that it will die. The Yachel Mimeno La Klovim, and you will then feed it to your animals. Dia Aser Betilto Lukuyam Mishamukza. So the Ali Rabba leans to say that that should be Aser in moving it according to everyone because of Mukza, the Chem Bebir Agra, Lobri Rule Bazet. And so too in the Bir Agra, he's very not, it's not so posh to him that this din would be true when the animal was healthy before Shabbos. Sefkotan Yudches, the Mechaber said you're only allowed to cut up the nevela if it was hard. Ve'afilu imeinena kosher legamri, even if it's not totally hard. Sheroi lahem lahachila al yedei atchak, where the animals can eat it in a pressing situation. Sagamkem bechlal shivui ochlu v'shari, that will still be permissible, that's still considered making it into food, it's not a tircha, that's not necessary, and therefore, it doesn't have to be totally inedible. It could just be edible like the atchak that still would allow you to be able to cut it up. So, cutting your test. She'iyah shalahem, again, it would be impossible for them to eat it. Or, as we said, not really impossible, but very difficult for them to eat it. Says the Mishabura, v'hu adin kishi raka. The same din is true if the nevela is soft, achsha klovim him ketanim. But you're trying to feed it to animals that are very small, the dogs are small, they're puppies. The kol nevela kosher lahem, that any nevela is hard for them, and therefore even if the nevela is actually soft, but if these animals, they can't eat it, then you're allowed to cut it up for them. Sivkaton chaf is going on the Ramah that said, to look earlier if it's mutter to cut up into very small pieces in front of birds. Even though birds can't eat in the vela unless it's cut up into small pieces, still it's going to be usher because of a concern of grinding. The ayin beber alocha de zekoy dafka al basar chai kosher. Look in the Be'alacha where he points out this is going specifically on raw meat that is kosher, avalo al besar nevela, but not on meat that's from a nevela. Dezem mutter afilu dak dak, that will be mutter even if it's very small pieces, and there wouldn't be a problem or a chash of tochen. Now, why would there be a chiluk by tochen whether the animal is kosher or not kosher? If you're cutting it with small pieces, either it's tochen or not tochen. So, if you look in the Be'alacha, the Vamaskel of Ayin Le'el Simen Shinchof Aleph Imutter. The fourth line, Yire, it appears, Durak Abasar Chai Kosher Koi. This is only going on raw meat of a kosher animal. The Mipnei Chashivuso, because the meat is more chashiv, Eino Omeid L'chayos V'L'Klovim. It's not Omeid to be given to wild animals or to dogs, Kiim L'Ofos, but only to birds. V'Lohem Eino Ro'wi. And for the birds who it's fitting for, they're not able to eat it. Kiim Kishem L'chatchon Dak Dak. It's only mutter if you cut it up into small pieces. And there it's shayach tochen. Aval basar nevela ruba omid lachilas klovin. But basar nevela, majority is standing for feeding to dogs. V'lohem ein tzarach da'atak. Dogs don't need to cut up so finely. V'azlinan basar ruba. And therefore we go after the rov. V'lo shayach tchina. Since they don't need to cut up into small pieces, it's not shayach tchina. Now of course something that grows in the ground is always shayach tchina. But when it comes to basar chai, that does not grow from the ground. So then it depends. If you need to cut up, then it is shayach tochen. If you don't need to cut up, it's not shayach tochen. And therefore when it comes to kosher raw meat, so that more likely is going to be fed to birds. They need to cut up, and therefore there would be tochen, and if it's not kosher meat, which is going to be fed to dogs, they don't need to cut it up, and therefore there would not be an iser of tochen. Says the Mishabura Vaitis Akotnachav Aleph Lifnei Ofos. Again, cutting the meat into small pieces in front of birds, V'dafka Keshechotech Lahachil La'achar Zman. This is only if you're going to feed it to them after some time. Aval Koma Shedaito Lahachil Bapam Echot Shari. But whatever you're going to feed to them at one time, that will be permissible. Like we said before, that the Shita of the Prima Gadim is that there is no tochen when it is done very close to the time of eating. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches, Ein chotchin shachas v'charuvim lefnei behema. You can't cut up shachas or caribs in front of behema. What shachas? Zot Rama Pirish, yerek shel tfua. It's the vegetable of the grain. Sheniktzar terem shenizbash l'hatfua, that is harvested before the grain is finished in being ripened. So shachas is part of the grain that you're cutting up before it ripens. That is not allowed to be cut on Shabbos. Charuvim cannot be cut on Shabbos in front of animals. Bein daka, bein gasa. Whether the animal is a big animal or a small animal, it's still going to be aser. Mishum de below chituch nami chazir la'achila. Because even without cutting it into smaller pieces, the shachas, the charuvim, is fit for achila. So again, that is going to be a tircha ba'ocha, which is not allowed. Says the Mishabura, Sivkan l'chabes, ein chot in shachas, afilu chatichos gedolos, deleis bu mishum tchina. Even even if we avoid the problem of tchina, which is cutting into small pieces, and you're cutting it into larger pieces, you're avoiding tchina, it's still going to be aser. Why? Because it's edible without it. It's It's clear from here that we're dealing with a case where they are soft, aval b'charuv and kosher, but if the carobs are hard, she'enem ru'uy and bilti chitach, where it's not edible, without having a cut up mutter, then of course it will be mutter to cut up the carobs as well, to b'chlal shivui ochlohu, then it will be included in the category of making it into food, which he said is mutter for tzar b'alechayim. V'choze b'chatichos g'dolos k'sas, and this is all true when it's pieces that are a little bit large, aval dakos aser mishum chash tchina. However, to cut the carobs into very small pieces, that would be aser because of the concern of tchina in mechatech la'achilum la'achazman. Again, if you are cutting it up to feed it to them after some time, but again, like the Prima Gadim said, that if you're doing it for right away, then even tchina would not apply. We will stop here and continue next time. Mitzvah Hashem with Sivtes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.